Right now, though, I have other things to do. My next guest is in studio here with me. Her name is Lerato Nkosazana, kosher catering by Lerato.
Yes, nice to meet you, everybody. Welcome. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for making the time and the effort to come into studio. I always love seeing somebody. It's much better than just talking somewhere on a phone. And I'm looking at you, and you and I had just a word or two before the before we went on air, and you said to me, "This is the long walk to freedom. This career path you've chosen for yourself is your long walk to freedom." Why did you say that?
I said that because you know I'm in the different path. I'm black, and I'm in the Jewish with the Jewish community. So that's why I said it has been long walk to freedom.
I know there must have been so much easier ways than making a living than this. So tell me, because this is so fascinating to me. Talk to me about your food journey. How, where, what, how, and how did you land up, of all things, in kosher catering?
I loved food from my young age.
Really?
From my young age, I used to go with my mom to the gatherings where she was cooking, doing everything. Then I saw that, no, this is my passion.
Okay.
This is my passion. You know, I would love to put people together at home cooking for them. I would see the love of people, of my family there on the table having the food cooked by a young girl. By then I was young. I was at my primary level.
Mm-hmm.
So and then I said, no, I'm taking further with this. Tell you something. I had a dream to have my own restaurant.
Okay.
From I never changed. That was who I am since from a young age. Then my mom would say, "No, there is nothing in cooking. You're not gonna make a living in it." I said, "I'm going to make it up sky high. I wanted something different from blacks. I'm not saying I do have a thing with black, but I wanted to cater to have my restaurant from different angles."
Okay.
Yes. Then that's how.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not that simple, I'm afraid. I still need to understand how you landed in this Jewish space. You could have gone, I don't know, you could have gone anything you liked. You chose such a difficult niche where the laws of kashrut, and we'll get there in just a moment, must really be challenging.
It is challenging. I don't want to.
Where did you meet Jews? How did you even know about kosher food?
From my varsity level, I went to work at River Caterers. I think you do know River Caterers. I worked there. Worked at River Caterers. That's why I learned the dieter of the Jews. Then I said, you know what? I love this. I love this honesty because there's honesty in everything that they do.
That's such an interesting choice of words to have used. Honesty. Wow.
There's honesty.
Tell me more.
I'm an honest person. I would work with these people because they are honesty.
Okay.
There's honesty in. Then I started to learn slowly but surely how is kosher working.
So when you first went into this company's kitchen.
Yes, River Caterers. I knew nothing about
that. That was my question.
I had the
did
knowledge.
Did you not take the meat knife? Because I've done this in my sister-in-law's house. I've taken the meat knife into the butter. Oh, and then we've had a burial ceremony outside and then. And the knife is buried in the plants, and I mess up regularly.
I'm a fast learner, to be honest. I'm a very, 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 very fast learner. And then when you get there, when you know nothing, and as I told you that honesty is the key word. When I got there, I told River that I'm from school. Here's my certificate. Mm. But about Jews, about kosher, I know nothing. I only know what I've been taught in school.
Mm.
Then River said, she was very good with me, very patient with me. We still talk. She's like a mother to me in the industry. We still talk even now. So then I said, okay, I'll take you step by step.
You know, I'm listening to you talk and I'm going back to my childhood. I'm thinking when I was 13 and I had my bar mitzvah, there was a lady who catered my event. My goodness me, I hope nobody knows who it was because what I'm going to say is not complimentary. But she landed up being an alcoholic. Because she said to make money out of food is the most difficult place you could possibly choose to make a living. It kind of killed her. It really did. It's difficult. It's the difficult place to, you could open a dress shop. Well, you couldn't because it wasn't your passion. But is there something to that? Is it a difficult place to...
It is a difficult place to be. Honestly, it is a difficult place to be. Because remember, you're working with different people.
And Jewish people. Oh,
yes.
My goodness me.
I'm working with Jewish people, different clients every day. You've got your preferences. He's got his preferences. I've got my preferences.
Yes.
It needs passion. Remember, there's a difference between passion and career.
Yes.
If you go there with a career mind, it's going to take you down. If
that's
you go there with a passion mind.
That's fascinating.
You don't get tired because it's your passion. If I didn't do it, I feel like, today my day was a twist.
I'm looking at you and I'm thinking you must have such a unique insight into the Jewish community. I mean, for me, I'm just part of it, so I don't see it with independent eyes. But you're coming across families at their most intimate moments. You see them around their Shabbat tables.
Yes.
You see them at the various simchas. You might see them at a brit. You might see them at a bar mitzvah. What have you learned, or what struck you about Jewish life through your food journey that's kind of left you with an impression?
You know, everyone is different. Everyone wants something which is different for them, whether they are bat mitzvah, or their marriage or engagement or everything. But the main thing is to learn each and every client of yours and how you come across with other things, challenges and everything which you come across with them. And I have learned that Jewish people are very honest people.
Yeah, it's interesting you said that.
Yeah, I've said that. And they are very straight with what they want.
Okay.
They are very straight with that, what they want. And they are very straight with their dietary and their traditions.
Well, yes, you have to be. There's not too much wiggle room, I suppose.
Yes, they are very straight. You have to learn them.
To what extent are you able to bring elements of yourself and your culture into your food? Is there any room for that?
There is no room for that.
Wow. All right. That's interesting.
I now live by Jewish life.
For real?
For real.
Goodness gracious me. All right. Okay, no, it's putting on a whole new suit and becoming somebody else.
My child, my baby girl, 14-year-old, she's straight kosher. She would tell you, mommy.
That's absolutely amazing. So what was the thing you got most difficult for you to learn or was most misunderstood about the requirements of kashrut?
It was easy to learn meat and milk. Okay, that one is the basics.
Yes.
But now coming to their holidays. What time they must start? What time they mustn't start? What time it must stop? When is this coming? It was very, very, very difficult.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. I really can imagine.
It was very, very, very difficult. But I had to put my mind in it. And then I said, no, I'll learn it.
So you go out and you create your own catering company. How's it going?
It's going, but remember, I just got my certificate not so long ago.
So that's really hugely important, and we need to talk about that for a minute. It's an obvious question, perhaps, but what certificate did you get? Because that's the get-out-of-jail card.
It was I can't say it was very difficult to get it. The fear which I had in me, that would block me to go and get it because I'll say, I'm black. This is the Jewish life. This is the Jewish thing. So if I get there, are they going to allow me to get their own certificate? Are they not going to question my ethics, how I work with them? Then thanks to Rabbi Stern.
And we're talking about, obviously, the kashrut certificate for your business to be certified by the Bet Din.
Yes,
yeah?
Yes.
So go on.
It took me 15 years.
Oh, my goodness.
It took me 15 years to have that certificate today on hand.
Wowie zowie. And did they facilitate it? Were they kind of kind about it? Did they make it more difficult? What kept you going at it for 15 years? Don't you say, my goodness me, there's easier ways. I'll go and do halal cooking for the Muslims.
No. I wanted here. I loved it. I loved the honesty. I loved everything about here. I live by this. This is now in me.
So what's your signature? If I was to have you cater a function of mine or a shul brocha tea or something like that, what's your What would you bring me? What would you wow me with? What would I say, my goodness me, that's her signature. This is her.
I'm not going to brag myself, but yay, tuna lasagna spirit.
Yeah.
For the milk one.
A good tuna lasagna.
I love to do meat. And seasonal salads, I love to do them.
Yeah, I must say, kosher food isn't like, it's become very glamorous mm-hmm. all of a sudden. Because
Now we can express ourselves how much you can, as long as you're keeping by the kosher rules.
So that then brings us to the dessert, because that's always a very tight stricture on what you can and can't, especially if you tell me you love meat. It means that you're restricted. There ain't no dairy.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do that's going to wow me as a dessert if you've served a meat meal?
I'll give you a part of dessert. You can make everything of the dessert, whether it's chocolates, you can make them as long as you are not going to put milk.
Are you one of those people who are going to tell me it tastes just like?
No. Over like. As long as there is no milk.
Yeah.
Remember, instead of using milk, you can use water. Then that's power.
Yes. Yes. And coconut milk and all sorts of substitutions that there probably are these days.
You can still do the same dessert thing, is excluding milk if it's a meat function.
I must say, I had some for the very first time last Friday night. I was given some gelato, kosher gelato. And honestly, you would be hard-pressed to know that it was absolutely spectacular. And to all those people who have always said to me, oh, it's as good as the real thing. And I always kind of laughed at them because I'm not religious and I always missed my milky desserts. It is that good. It is that good.
It's excellent.
You'd be hard-pressed to know the difference.
Yes, to say, no, these people, they are not telling us what they are using. They are using milk.
Yes,
but no.
Exactly what I thought. Exactly what I thought.
You can still have that good test, that excellent test.
So, Lerato, promote yourself shamelessly here. If you, where do we follow you? Where do we find you? If we want to contact you to have you cater a function or an event, where are you?
You can find me on my Instagram, on my Facebook, on my contact number.
And what's the what are the handle? What are we looking for? Lerato's Kosher Events, or what are we looking for?
From on my Facebook page, it's Lerato Nkosazana, and then on my Instagram, it's Lerato Events and Catering, the love of food.
The love of food.
Yes.
Okay.
And then my contact numbers, it's 071-014-7686.
Say it again, but more slowly.
071-014-7686.
Lerato, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. Once again, thank you so much for coming in. I've thoroughly enjoyed the discussion, and best of luck.
Thank you so much to everyone in the community of Jews. Thank you so much for Rabbi Stan to take me through.